everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy some outstanding cattle coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Thursday, May 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 29,000 head, 8,600 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 7,900 wean calves, 6,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's www.SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 4th, with their next auction, 29,000 head, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, here in midweek, cattle-hungry packers are once again pounding on the doors of feedlots, with light to moderate business surfacing in the south at mostly $145, $8 to $9 higher than last week. Some dressed bids in parts of the north marked as high as $230, $12 to $13 above last week's weighted average basis of Nebraska. According to the midday report, the national hog base is $1.27 higher compared with the prior day's settlement. Corn futures, several cents higher today, modestly supported pending weather contracts. Stock markets, though, lower, with the Dow off 18 points, NASDAQ down by 30. In live cattle, bullishness was on the choppy side throughout the first half of the session. Price advances, moving towards midday, becoming both monumental and consistent. At this time, both spot June and August locked up at the 300-point limit. Incredibly, though, even with the board traveling at warp speed, the basis continues to strengthen. Beef cutouts sharply higher today, up 96 cents to $2.46, with light box movement. In feeder cattle, futures pushed hard to keep up with the exploding live contracts, as well as rocketing feedlot sales. Most issues, though, have once again set new contract highs. In grains, winter wheat markets moved lower overnight as storm damage in the Central Plains continues to be assessed following Sunday's snow and freezing weather. Corn prices were about unchanged late in the overnight session as USDA's progress report showed planting advanced to 34%, matching the five-year average. Soybeans were a fraction higher despite mixed changes in Asia, with China's market up and Malaysian palm oil down. Winter wheat prices retreated from recent gains but also remained higher for the week. Meanwhile, crop experts on Tuesday said damage from Sunday's storms is still being assessed in Kansas. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.